Joining me here in the Allstate Skyline studio is Eric Elk. He's a political strategist with Fulcrum Illinois, which is an affiliate of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. And on the phone is Greg Scott. He's a lobbyist with the American Car Rental Association. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Greg, let's start with you. I actually am not familiar with this prospect of people peer-to-peer car rentals, and which I guess I shouldn't be surprised, because you know, in this kind of day and age of Airbnb and Uber and kind of trying to expand markets, how you know people try to find these ways for private rather than corporate kind of ways to rent cars, to do ride sharing, that kind of thing. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised at this, but we have legislation in Springfield to try to regulate this issue. How prevalent is the peer-to-peer car rentals?
Very simply, you're absolutely right. This is the sharing economy coming to a new industry, just like you had Uber with taxis and Airbnb with motel rooms. Now you have peer-to-peer car rentals, what we call them, you can call them private car rentals, coming into the car rental space. And quite frankly, it is becoming very prevalent across the United States. Folks have a car that they're not using. They can put it up on a website, and someone that's looking to rent a car can go to that website and rent a private vehicle rather than a vehicle from, let's say, ACRA members such as the well-known names of Avis or Enterprise or Hertz, something like that. So it is quite prevalent nationwide, and it's growing.
Is there like one company that coordinates this?
There are two or three platforms or what we call private car rental companies that are facilitating this. Folks may have heard of Turo or Get Around are two of the more common names. And you're absolutely right that there is legislation that's been passed by the Illinois legislature that's on the governor's desk right now to be signed, and that in essence would treat a private transaction the same way that a commercial transaction with a traditional car rental company would be treated. That includes safety issues. For example, a car on a peer-to-peer platform could have an open safety recall, a Takata airbag, something like that, that's not disclosed to the consumer, or there's a federal law in place that says that a traditional car rental company can't rent that car, actually has to affirmatively ground that car. And those safety concerns and things like that, Rick, are really what ACRA's concerned about, is that we could have some tragedies occurring with these private peer-to-peer companies.
Because there's no guarantee necessarily that the condition of the car.
Absolutely not. You have an expectation when you rent from a commercial company that it's going to be a late model car that's well maintained, good tires, that sort of thing. It's a little bit of the Wild West on the internet as to what you're going to get. Has the car passed a safety inspection recently? Are the tires properly inflated? Is there a recall? That sort of thing. So. Yeah, our company has put safety of our customers first, and we're actually quite concerned about that there could be a tragedy that occurs with some of these peer-to-peer companies.
Well, and it's not just the issue of safety. There's also, regulation and taxation. That's also an issue here.
You're absolutely right. I was actually listening to your lead-in this morning and heard about the gentleman out in Washington State that stole an airplane. It occurred to me that when a commercial aircraft lands at O'Hare or Midway, that airport charges them for the privilege of doing so. Exact same is true if a private aircraft comes and lands at one of those airports, somebody's Cessna or something like that. The same is true with car rentals. We pay a fee to the airport for the privilege of doing business there that maintains the airport, gives airport travelers a good experience there or a better experience there. And many of these peer-to-peer companies advertise that they will deliver a car to you on an airport, and yet they're not paying the fees to maintain that airport. So that that is a huge potential hit to, let's say, the county or the airport authority, who's not collecting the fees to maintain the airport. Same is true with taxes. Chicago, for example, has a tax on every car rental transaction. I believe it's 5%. and these companies are avoiding that. That's one of the ways that they might be able to offer a very competitive rate, is that if they're not paying the taxes or not putting, you know, not covering the car with insurance, then you know, it's cheaper perhaps to run that car.
We're speaking with Greg Scott, lobbyist for the American Car Rental Association, and Eric Elk, political strategist. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, joined here in the Allstate Skyline studio by Eric Elk, political strategist. And on the phone is Greg Scott, lobbyist for the American Car Rental Association. We're talking about legislation that's on the governor's desk that would regulate what's known as peer-to-peer car rental providers, basically private the private car rentals based on regulation and taxation concerns. And Eric, I guess, do we know what the governor intends to do with this legislation?
I don't know that we do at this point. I think it's under review. Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's still under review.
That's correct. The bill was passed by both chambers of the Illinois legislature by wide margins, and I'm not an expert on Illinois law, but I believe the governor has a certain number of days to sign it or veto it. And we are certainly making the case that all entities that are renting cars and making a profit off of renting cars in Illinois should be covered by the same set of regulations. We're not looking to discriminate against the peer-to-peers. We're simply saying if you're making a profit off of renting cars in Illinois, then you should abide by the same set of regulations. And I should mention, Rick, that Illinois is not alone in trying to address the issue of peer-to-peer car rentals. Both Maryland and Florida have enacted regulations or legislation this year to do the same thing, simply treat them the same. And some of these companies have been sued by, let's say it was California and Alaska, for, again, doing business on the airport without paying fees to the airport. So this is not just an Illinois issue. It's really something that's percolating across the country.
Well, and as in some of the literature that you've sent to lawmakers notes that, you know, when you look at comparable issues like Airbnb and Uber and Lyft, that, you know, there is legislation, there is law that basically, you know, sets a basic formula for them to operate under, as you know, we get into that kind of privatization experience that we're talking about. So, you know, this would fall into that kind of category of just having played by the rules.
You're exactly right. I mean, when Uber came into the marketplace, they said, we're different, we're not taxi services, therefore those rules don't apply to us. Airbnb really did the same thing, and gradually they have come to realize, and if you will, come into the mainstream, yes, they're offering a competitive service, and we should welcome them to the market so that they can respond to different consumer wants, but as with peer-to-peer companies, both Uber and Airbnb have started to collect taxes and have minimum safety requirements and that sort of thing. And so gradually the sharing economy is, you know, is opening up new opportunities, but it's also becoming a responsible part of the economy by complying with safety and then tax or other regulations.
Yeah, I guess when you enter a business, you have to take on the obligations of that business, including compliance with any regulations and safety requirements.
I mean, that's exactly our point. And some of the peer-to-peer companies like to kind of represent themselves. I use the mom in tennis shoes. I'm not using my car on Sundays. I'll just put it on a platform. The fact of the matter is that many of the peer-to-peer participants have gone out and purchased cars. They basically started a side business of renting these cars out through these platforms. And so they really are a business just by any other name. So just operating with a different business model. But again, it's renting a car, it's for profit, and there are certain safety requirements that if you're going to get into the business, you should abide by.
Well, and when you look at the fact that there's the AAA survey that shows 35% of U.S. drivers have skipped or delayed service repairs that are recommended by mechanics or the factory maintenance schedule. That means we have drivers out there and passengers that are potentially facing safety risks.
And with recalls, it's the exact same thing. Unfortunately, we have a terribly low response rate from consumers two recalls, you know, whether it's a Takata airbag or a GM ignition switch or the most recent one, I think, was a Chrysler a cruise control. How do you know if you're renting that vehicle that that has not been fixed on? If the completion rate for recalls is only about 50% for some of those, you could well be renting one of those vehicles if you go with a peer-to-peer company. If you are going with one of the traditional companies, they have a federal law that prevents them from renting that car, and they do comply with that federal law.
Now, I know when this bill passed the Senate, it passed the House by a pretty decent margin, but in the Illinois Senate, it passed with 34 votes, needing 30, and there were 18 lawmakers that didn't vote, 11 that didn't vote, and 7 that voted the courage of the present button. 18 out of 59 members of the Senate. Why is this such a hot button issue?
I somewhat have to defer to Eric on this, but I don't have a specific answer for those 18 legislators. I assume some of them might not have been present on the floor when the vote came about. I think that we're looking at the complexity of the sharing economy, and folks want to encourage sharing. It's good use of assets. It's innovation. Competition is good for consumers. So I think there's a little bit of confusion as to whether or not this legislation is good for consumers or might not be good for consumers. Certainly the peer-to-peer companies don't want to be regulated, don't want to be forced to the same safety standards as more traditional companies, and so they're fighting the bill fairly hard. We think it's a pretty straightforward question that safety, tax, you know, all of the regulations should be complied with. We're just looking for parity. We're not looking for an advantage one way or another.
Well, that, and I think coupled with the fact that there's low awareness of what some of these peer-to-peer platform companies are, if they haven't seen their advertising or used the service, it's tough for them to sometimes make a call. And to your point, Greg, I think both sides were really working this issue hard with lawmakers.
And I can understand, as kind of a, you know, as we saw with Uber and Airbnb and kind of the disruptor aspect of it, and we're not like them. We're a different thing. We're a different animal. But as we've been talking about, you know, eventually it is a competitive market. It's a competing service of the same ilk. And that you would think lawmakers, having been through the experience of the Uber experience and Airbnb, that, you know, they understand that there ought to be at least some kind of basic template for operating this kind of business in this economy. No one wants to hinder business creation and entrepreneurship, but at the same time, you kind of have to recognize things for what they are.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, 5 or 10 years ago, hourly car rentals started coming into the market with, let's say, a Zipcar or an Enterprise Car Share or something like that. How do you fit that into the existing regulatory structure? And people scratch their heads for a little while and say, well, that's not this kind of duck, it's that kind of duck. But eventually, you know, the states and the cities figure out, this is how we're going to write insurance for that, and this is how we're going to make sure that people are charged correctly, that they know what they're going to be charged, and that sort of thing. So innovation is great for consumers. Sometimes it causes people to scratch their heads and say, how do we fit this new business model into the existing construct? And it takes a little while, but the Illinois legislature has figured out that peer-to-peers are renting cars for profits, and they should be regulated much the same way as traditional car rental companies. And we welcome the competition.
That's Greg Scott. He's a lobbyist with the American Car Rental Association. Also joining me in this segment, Eric Elk, political strategist, Fulcrum, Illinois, an affiliate of the Illinois Manufacturers Association. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on the Sunday Spin.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.